Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the Lovin' Spoonful. Hey, thanks, Dave.
Thank you. In this country, so congratulations, and it's a beautiful day for it. You know, we've got Love and Spoonful has some Massachusetts connection. My friend and lead singer has a house up there in Pittsfield, and the first time the Love and Spoonful ever played out of town, out of New York City, was in over in Cambridge, and just before the show, somebody came up to one of the security guys and handed him a brochure from a high school called Malden High School, which I understand is pretty close to Boston, that we played at back 50 years ago. So we're here and we're loving it. And, you know, I heard the announcer say that we were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm thinking, you know, that's a real honor, but maybe we should have made an application to the Country Music Hall of Fame, because Love and Spoonful was the first band to have a hit on the country charts the same time it was a hit on the pop charts. And I got a feeling it's because we were paying tribute to those 1,352 guitar pickers out there in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, got big land, country water. Nashville. Play a wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats. I've been playing since they left. Nashville Cats. And getting work before they're two. Well, now there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville. And they can pick more notes than number of ants on the Tennessee anthill. I said 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville. And anyone that unpacks a guitar can play twice as better than I will. When I was just 13, your heart say it was a musical proverbial knee-high. When I heard a clump of news and the tunes on the tubes and the blast could be sky high. The younger record man said everyone was a young son record from Nashville. And up north ain't nobody buys them. And I said, well, I will. And it was Nashville Cats, Blake Lynn's Country Water. Nashville Cats, I play a wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats, I've been playing since they left. Nashville Cats, I get to work before they're two. Country Water, Nashville Cats. one, Steve.
Remember them 45 RPM guys? They're about this big. And you had to stick that plastic thing in the middle? Ah, what were they thinking? Well, that was how the record company would send out a song to the radio stations that they wanted them to play on the air on those little 45s. Now, I've known a few disc jockeys in my day, and I got to think maybe a lot of hit records never got on the air because they couldn't get the, you know what I mean.
Not Dave, though, not Dave.
No, not Dave, not Dave. Definitely not Dave. But what you don't know about those two-sided records is we had this little thing in the business called a B-sided hit. And every now and then those disc jockeys would flip over that A-side and play the other side, and if enough of you guys called in and said, hey, we like that tune too, we have what we call a B-sided hit. And this next song was on the B-side of Nashville Cats, and Joe's going to sing a little bit of Full Measure for you.
Steve wrote this song. Steve wrote this one. I really like this one.
You're holding your hand. The phone waits on my mind. From the Four Seasons, and he's terrific. He's a terrific guy. They're all nice guys. He's especially close to us, and he always makes the joke of, they say, Frankie, how do you hit those high notes? And he says, you mean other than the too tight underwear and the bird seed? Funny. I mean, I think it's funny. Anyway, I want some lady close to the stage. I'm 77. I'll be 70. Steve is right close on my heels, and I'm going to have a cup of tea or dinner. I love, if I can find a lady, if I'm not with my wife, a lady that I can sit with, and a lady of some years, because any young woman, I must tell you, you know, like this, and then like she said, like, and the thumbs are flying, you know, so for me, a lady of some years. So is there a lady here willing to admit that she's over 70? Bless you, daughter. What's your name?
Yell it out. What's your name?
Donna Lee.
Hey, Donna Lee, this is for you. It's called Younger Girl. She's one of those girls that seem to come in the spring. If I wait, I'll just die.
get ready to say there's someone today.
This is a song that Steve and I found by Huey Piano Smith. It's called Don't You Just Know It. And this is a song about a guy who's telling his girlfriend what a great dancer he is. And she is not having any of it. And he's trying to convince her during the song that he has really got the, you know, got the gift. And Huey Piano Smith also played on Sea Cruise with Frankie Ford. He had a great band. It's called Don't You Just Know It. Now, this is a sing-along song. I really want you to sing along on this song. It's an easy song. It's a repeat song. When you see Mary in the blue hat, the blue fedora, and Phil singing, then that's your part to sing. You'll catch on. It's pretty easy. It's called Don't You Just Know It. Just know it. Ah, 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 This is a song called Make Up Your Drum Solo. Forgive me, this is my mistake. We're going to do, Mike is, saw a thundercloud or two, and he wanted to scare the hell out of him. And I think you appreciate his effort.
Hey, not bad for a guy with two legs, eh? Man, oh man, he is something else, I gotta tell you. You know, folks, this marks our, if I'm doing my math correctly, our 53rd year out there on the road touring. That's what it looks like. You know, if somebody had told me back in 1965 that 53 years later I'd be standing up, I would have laid off the recreationals right then. But you know something? There's one reason that we're still up here on the stage 53 years, and it's you guys. You came to our show, you bought our records, you made this possible. Really, a lifetime, just, my dad used to say, if you enjoy what you're doing, you'll never work a day of your life. And I haven't worked a day of my life because I've had such a ball doing this for 53 years. And so, over the course of those 53 years, a couple of guys have left the band, a couple of new guys have joined the band, and I'd like to introduce the folks up here on stage to you. Before I do, though, I want to have a tip of the hat and a round of applause for John Sebastian and Zalianowski. You know, John's songs are really kind of woven into the fabric of the 1960s. They'll be remembered forever. Zali's guitar playing was a different kind of animal. You know, at the time, he could do such extraordinary things on the strings of a six-string guitar that people really didn't know what they were hearing, but some people did. Eric Clapton was a fan of his. George Harrison was a fan of his. He was a fabulous guitar player, and he will be remembered throughout time for it, even if it comes a little late for us. So we're proud to play with both of them guys. Now, up here on stage, I want to start with that fabulous drum solo. Man, this guy, you know, back in 1997, he joined us. He's from Chicago, and he's played with just about every national act that came out of Chicago. I told him the other day he should write a book about his experiences in Chicago music scene. He's been there for everyone. We're so proud that he's playing with the Lovin' Spoonful. He also has started a music school. He lives now up in Red Wing, Minnesota, and he has a great music school called the Universal Music Center. Just recently, he took 8 of his students to Washington, D.C., and performed at the Kennedy Center for the Turnaround Arts Program. So we're really proud of him. Please welcome our drummer, Mr. Mike Arturi. Now this guy back here in the back, we hide him because he's too good looking to be up here with us. He's been loaned to us from the set of Lord of the Rings for this show, by the way. No, I'm just kidding. But he is a good looking guy. I can't argue with that. But you know something, better than being a good looking guy, he's a hell of a guitar player. I gotta tell you, a lot of guys can get on the sixth string and make all these notes come out, but Phil plays the right note at the right time, and that's really something you don't hear out of many guitar players. He also has a music store where he lives in Harrison, Arkansas, featuring stringed instruments called Guitar Smiths. And if you're ever down that way, it's just a little south of Branson, Missouri on US 65. You should stop in Harrison, Arkansas and visit with Mr. Philip Guitar Smith. And you know, just recently, about a week ago, we started out in a little club in Greenwich Village, New York called the Night Owl Cafe. And the owner of that club had an 85th birthday party there. And a lot of the people that were played in the club, the Night Owl launched a lot of careers, came and had a little birthday party for Joe Mara. Well, the guy standing behind me played with a band that was in the Night Owl Cafe at the same time the Lovin' Spoonful was. And he's kind of had a parallel career. He's played with Richie Havens. He's played with Manhattan Transfer. He's got his own albums. He's got his own recording studio. In fact, he just released an album called Tales of the City. And that's spelled T-A-I-L-S. So for all you dog lovers out there, this is an album by, for, and with dogs. And it's a great album. He has some fabulous people singing on it, performing on it. He's a member of the New York Symphony Orchestra, because I forgot the name of his band. Please welcome Mr. Murray Weintraub. The Fifth Avenue Band, Murray Weintraub. All right, give me a drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the only man I know in all of show business who dyes his hair white.
This has nothing to do with the fact that you used to use Head and Shoulders and now you're using Mop and Glow. Oh, Mike, what a good dinner boom. I didn't think you had anything left.
You know, I'm just outgrowing my hair.
Yes, you're growing taller than your hair. And by the way, when your father said that, you never work a day in your life. My father said to me, don't hang out with him. He'll never work a day in his life. And look what happened, 53 years.
Now, you know, he's like a brother. I met him well longer than 53 years ago, maybe back to the 1950s. And when I first met him, he was in the Air Force, and I was in kindergarten.
You were big for your age.
I was big for my age.
Still big.
He talked my mom into letting me drop out of kindergarten. I was not doing well. And joined the band that he had with my brother Skip right across the sound there out in Suffolk County, Long Island. We've been playing music together ever since then. In 1965, we traveled into New York City and teamed up with John and Zawe to form the Lovin' Spoonful. He's not only our original drummer, I gotta tell you something. Most bands in the 1960s did not play on their records. The record company would hire what they call studio musicians to come in, especially the bass and drum. They always wanted to have that known quantity that a studio musician was. Well, Joe Butler and Steve Boone played on every single record the Lovin' Spoonful made. He's a fabulous drummer. Now, and he appeared in Broadway on one of the very first appearances as the lead role in Hair. Yes, he took his clothes off. Yes, he did. And to make up for that, he's written a play of his own called Hearts in the City, which has been produced, and we're hoping to see it on Broadway one of these days. He's also the father of the fabulous actress Miss Yancey Butler, and he hails from that bastion of conservative thinking, Greenwich Village. Please welcome Mr. Joe Butler.
Thank you, you dear ladies and kind gentlemen. Thank you very much. You know, Steve Boone, besides being one hell of a bass player, because when I'm up here singing, you know, when I call it parking and barking. Yes, dancing and singing, and I get lost. I've spent so much time, I just listen to Steve, and then I know right where I am, you know. He's a hell of a bass player. He also wrote some of the songs that helped connect us with the American people. The song we opened with, You Didn't Have to Be So Nice, Summer in the City, Full Measure, one of my favorite songs. A song that closed the fifth season of Mad Men, Butchie's Tune, which it was my privilege to sing. He's got a book out called Hotter Than a Match Head, Lovin' Spoonful, Life on the Run with the Lovin' Spoonful. Steve Boone, Hotter Than a Match Head, and it's in Amazon, it's in all the trade. It's a terrific book. And I will tell you this, that one thing about the young people, and if you're out there and you're young, you can listen too, but none of you read a goddamn thing, excuse me. You won't, if you're in the toilet for a week, you won't read the toothpaste too, you know, but you'll go on the Twitter. So I see like Steve and like me, I see your chrome domes, I see your cotton heads, you know. We're the readers. Let's keep doing it. This is a time that we need knowledge and enlightenment in our citizenry. Anyway, what else did you do that was good? He hails from Flagler Beach, Florida, which is a terrific community, and he's my dear pal. I want to hear one heck of a welcome from my pal, Mr. Steve Boone! I want to thank John on the house mix, on the monitor mix. I want to thank you, Chris, on the house mix. These guys are great. RJ, everybody. I want to thank Dave for introducing us, and especially want to thank you for listening to us and putting up with us, our silliness. And so, right now, we're ready to do a song. This is a song, by the way, that we toured Europe with, and because it was a monarchy, it was very popular. We did it with our theater company. Steve played the king, the old crotchety, miserable king that had two daughters, and I played the young, charming, handsome prince that was trying to date both daughters at the same time. Did I say charming? Yes, charming. And I didn't cast the piece. Anyway, and Steve tells to me, he doesn't say you can't date either one. He said, you got to make up your mind. And so here we go. Lights, camera, action, roll tape. Did you ever have to make up your mind yourself?
Come on.
Can you whistle?
Okay.
You know, right before, you know, like we're just getting near pre-decrepitude, you know, right in our declining years. And as we get closer, we're getting so interested in our health and our well-being. We're trying to eat better. We are eating better. Steve and Mary are doing a good job of it. You know, portion control.
Very important.
It is important, portion control. And the choices, the food choices you make. Also, every once in a while, we try to do something physical. And the last gig, at 6 o'clock in the morning, we went to a high school track before they kicked us off. And we decided we were going to go around this quarter mile track twice. Mary, Steve, and I. A quarter mile. The most miserable 2 hours I have ever spent. 6 o'clock in the morning. There's something special about 6 o'clock in the morning when it's still too early to knock. And that dusty light shines down on the block. It reflects up and down on the hands of the clock. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. A few hours ago, she was standing here, as watching the stars in her eyes and the lights of the past disappear. And I knew that I could see what I want, that I could match her. Get your hand up. Everybody else that doesn't have your hand up, give us a little applause. We deserve it. Thank you. This is a song written by, likely written by a soldier to his wife, or a soldier to her husband, to the kids, to mothers, fathers. It's called Darling Be Home Soon. And we want to dedicate this to all the service people. Bless you. Here we go. Darling Be Home Soon. Friendly with some. Steve and I didn't go to music school. Mary went to music school. Mike studied. Steve and I learned in one of those great institutions of higher learning, bars. We learned playing music in bars, and we played everything. We played Johnny Cash. We played Ray Charles. We played Little Richard. We played Elvis Presley. We played doo-wop. We even played Beatles songs that they didn't do, from Revolver and Rubber Soul, because they were busy, as George said, we kept going. We didn't know how to do those on stage. So we played a lot of stuff, and we made a lot of friends along the way. And two of the groups that we really got tight with were the Byrds and the Mamas and Papas. And we figure they're in our genre of folk rock, and because they're not around to do it, you know, in Mamas and Papas, it's just Denny is gone, Kaz is gone, Michelle is the only one, John is gone, Michelle is the only one. And nevertheless, don't want to get maudlin, but let's do a little bit of Tambourine Man. Listen to this. They should know this song when you hear this lick. Play it, Phil.
Yeah.
Cassie, honey, up there. Up there, can you hear? Did you hear us, darling? Hey, John, did you hear us down there? I'm sorry. Sometimes you would. Listen, some of these guys, they were dear friends, but there's a couple of groups that I'm not going to mention. They owe us about a glove compartment full of pot and a trunk full of beer. Man, this is in the 60s. Pot was like hippie wampum. It was a medium of exchange. It's different. Anyway, I want to say something. And I want to say, you know, whatever we did to, if we have offended anyone, if I offended or anybody, if we offended anyone, please forgive us. It would be never our intention to offend anybody. So if we did, we're sorry. And something else I want to say, that, if, what? I'm going to believe that, Steve, that you believe. Sometimes I just want to say, and I forgot what it was, but I know it was important. No, it's just that, that it's a privilege, and no smoke, it's a privilege and an honor for us to be able to share these songs with you. It means the world to us, and you have been a wonderful, wonderful audience. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This one, you're now sing along with this one. You may know that if you sing along. And if the person next to you is singing badly, you know, just give them one in the ribs. That'll put them on good. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four.
It'll be alright, babe. Don't you know it's a pity, the page.
Thank you, Cape Cod. Thank you. We got time. The boss said we got time for one more quick one. This is a real jug band, right? This is a real jug band song. I want to just tell you something, a quick joke. Mike, our drummer, is from Chicago, and I'm from New York City, as you said. Bless your name. And so Mike says to me, Joe, how can you tell someone is from New York City? And I said, I don't know. He says, when you smile and you wave and you say, have a nice day, they say, don't tell me what to do. Now, is that true? That's not true. You want to tell them about the song, Steve? Well, maybe it's a little true.
Love and Spoonful actually started out as a jug band, actually inspired by a band that came right out of the Cambridge area called the Jim Kleskin Jug Band. And we got our name from a Mississippi blues Hurt, Delta Blues singer named Mississippi John Hurt, I'm repeating myself, and he wrote a song called Coffee Blues that had a line in it called I Love My Baby by the Lovin' Spoonful. And so we're going to do a little song that's sort of roots music for the Lovin' Spoonful. It's a tune called Fishing Blues, and it's right out of the Delta, written by, I think, Robert Johnson. I'm not positive about that, but it'll give you a little idea of what we sounded like when we first started out.
Pretty flaky. No. Hey, this is a funky song. And this is a wonderful place to live, and you guys are so lucky. Notice I said from New York, you guys are so lucky.